Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3402BN. Today's date is July 14th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Shot Heard Around the World, Threat Scare Tactics Deployed, Fear Not. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they actually went ahead and did it. They tried to assassinate Trump. Now, this is not the first time they have tried. They have tried back in 2016, where an individual tried to get a gun from a police officer and they tried to shoot Trump. So we know that they've been trying over and over and over, and this time they went all out to get him. Now, I do believe that the shooter did not act alone. Think about it. We had a rally. We know that the United States Secret Service, the police, and everyone else, they comb the entire area. They lock it down. They set up a perimeter. They know exactly where an individual would go if they're going to try to pull something off like this. And for an individual to have a ladder and a rifle and just walk 150 yards away from where the rally is and just walk to the ladder or carry the ladder in or whoever placed the ladder there and climb up onto the roof, it sounds a little impossible. And I don't even believe that this individual acted alone, because once again, as we know, the deep state players, they always find a patsy. They always put that individual up front. Everything's focused on that individual. And what do? They have another individual in the background that is actually doing the shooting. Now, this individual might have shot his gun. I don't know how great of a shot this person was. But again, they always have better shooters someplace else. Now, the interesting thing about this is that we know that the deep state players, when they run out of ammunition, I don't mean gun ammunition, but ammunition to get Trump, with all the indictments and everything else they tried throughout all these years, they're going to do what? They're going to try to assassinate him. I don't think this is really coming as a surprise to anyone. Yes, it might be shocking. It might be emotional. But once again, is it really that big of a surprise? And I know a lot of people like, well, he should have been better protected. Of course he should have been. But think about it. He survived this. The deep state tried to take him out. He survived this just by turning his head and looking at the Jumbotron. Actually, Scavino put a message out about this, which we'll be discussing about this a little bit later. But he survived this, which means they have used up their chance to assassinate him. Because what's going to happen now? Now, security is going to be like we've never seen before. Plus, if anyone tries to do this again, this is going to look very, very suspicious, which means the deep state players, they're going to move into the next phase. Remember how they do this. They try to get him how? Okay, they have Russia, Russia, Russia. They try the Steele dossier, the P tape, the Alpha Bank hoax. They try impeachment number one, number two. They tried all the different methods that aren't physical. And then when they can't get him with all those methods, what do? They indict him. They keep trying. When all else fails, which it is failing for them, now they have to go physical. So they went from using information. They used court cases, documents. They tried everything with information. It didn't work. So now they're in the physical part of trying to stop Trump. Remember, Trump has always told us this, that he's just in the way. That whatever they're doing to him, they're going to do to us, and he's just in the way. So they are now turning this information war into a physical war, because when you have an individual attack the president of the United States, which Trump is the president of the United States, this now has turned physical. Now, since they failed in taking him out, what's their next move? Their next move is chaos. And you could see that's already building, because who are they blaming this on? Are they blaming the shooter? Are they blaming all the Democrats that say we got to eliminate Trump? No, they're blaming Trump. They're focusing on Trump, saying he's inciting violence. So what do you think they're going to do next? Well, I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to try to make, and this is what you see them doing, they're going to try to make the Trump supporters angry. That's their main mission. Now, think about it. People were glued to their TV or on social media watching this. Did the Trump supporters go out on the streets? Did they start to burn down buildings? Did they start to hurt people? Did they start to trash their own towns? No, they didn't. The people did what? They prayed. They watched. They donated to the families that got hurt or were killed. And this is something the deep state players do not want. They don't want the people sitting back and watching. They want the people out on the street. Think about it. When the deep state wants to start a war, what do? They have to attack the country, because otherwise, if people just say war and the people see the war, do they want to get into war? No. The only way people get into war is when their lives are threatened. So what do? They use Pearl Harbor. They use 9/11. To what? To get us into war. They need something to push the people. The people didn't react the way they thought they were going to react. So what are they going to have to do? They always have to use agent provocateurs. Think about January 6th. Were the people just going to storm the Capitol? No, they were protesting outside the Capitol very peacefully. To get the people into the Capitol, what did you need? You needed agent provocateurs. You needed confidential human sources. And that takes planning. So they had those people. They took down the fences. They broke the windows. They told people to go inside. That was the way they got people inside. Now we have the shooter. You think the shooter just woke up one day and said, hey, by the way, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a ladder to the rally. I know he's going to have it at Pennsylvania. I know there's going to be a lot of Secret Service. I know there's going to be a lot of police there. But you know what? I don't think anyone's going to notice the ladder. I don't think anyone's going to notice that I'm carrying a weapon. And I'm just going to go out and do this. No. Basically, this was planned a long time ago, most likely by the FBI. Because remember, if you look at the post and you look at what's happening, what happens if it's revealed that the FBI was involved? You think the FBI was involved in January 6th? Absolutely. So once again, this was planned and this was coordinated to try to remove Trump. Now, I do believe Trump had a heads up. I do believe that they were informed that this might be happening. Because again, if you go back to Tucker Carlson, he asked Trump about an assassination. And if you remember the questioning, Trump really never answered the question about assassination. He kind of skipped over it. But we've known for a very long time that they might try to assassinate him. And remember, they tried to assassinate him back in 2016. There was an individual that took a gun and he tried to assassinate Trump. So I do believe that the military, they were informing Trump that, yes, they're getting chatter that this might happen, and they might have not known the exact date and time of when it was going to happen, but they knew that something was going to happen. And here we were at the rally, and you can see that everything doesn't make sense. I mean, this is their typical method of having some type of an event. You have this shooter who's young, bringing an AR-style rifle with a shirt from Demolition Ranch, which is a gun YouTube channel. And of course, most likely they're going to try to push gun control later on, saying, look, see, we have an AR rifle used again by a kid. Was this legally bought? See, this is why we need to get it. And the Republicans should be on board because, look, they just took a shot at the president that is running to be president again. So you could see how they might try to use this later on. I think it's a little bit too early. If they mention that right now, people would be looking at them going, wait, you're bringing up gun control right now when the president was just, there was an attempt on his life. So I do believe they'll probably bring this up a little bit later. But think about the other side of this, because remember, Trump, he has the military with him and he has the people with him. The deep state has what? FBI, DOJ, CIA, and now the United States Secret Service, which people could see that, yeah, there might be a little bit of corruption in the United States Secret Service. And remember, who is running the Secret Service? Well, it would be this woman, Cheadle, and we also have Mayorkas, which is the boss of Cheadle. So once again, it's going back to Mayorkas. And Mayorkas is what? In charge of the border. Mayorkas is in charge of a lot of different things, and they try to impeach him. So everyone now is seeing the corruption, and I do believe this is very, very important for people to see because the entire system is corrupt. And I think everyone now is starting to realize this, and it's the people aren't even questioning it anymore. Now, if you look on the other side with Trump, Trump now, he just took a bullet for this country. He just bled for this country. Is this going to rally the people behind Trump? Absolutely. I mean, Trump is fine. He was able to fly back. I think it was to Bedminster. He came off the plane. He looks great. He's appearing at the RNC. I think at this point in time, I believe that Trump is showing the country, I bled for you. I was shot for you. I've taken all the slings and arrows for you. I will still continue to charge, and I want you behind me because I am the true leader. I will take everything that they throw at me, and I will not stop. And that is what a true leader does. Think about the Revolutionary War with George Washington. He was leading the troops. He was leading the charge. This is exactly what Trump is doing right now. He's leading the charge, and he's showing the people. Remember, you have to look at it in this perspective. Yes, we're exposing the deep state system. We're exposing who's corrupt. We're exposing the treasonous people. On the other side, Trump, for the insurgency, the counterinsurgency to work, what does he need? He's got the military. The military wasn't going to step in and be all over the place because people, it would be very hard to explain to the people, why is the military there? Why did the military step in? I think the military right now is feeding Trump intel about what is happening and informing him that, yes, we hear chatter, we hear certain information. But think about the people. Think about the counterinsurgency. Trump doesn't need the people that are just awake. Trump just doesn't need the people that are Republican or independent. He needs the country. This is why he put out a truth. We'll be talking about that in a little bit, where he says, unite America. We cannot take back this country unless the country knows who the true enemy is. How are we going to take back a country if we only have Republicans that believe that the enemy is the deep state? Because remember, the D's, do they believe that? You can't take back the country. It won't work. He needs to unite the country. For a counterinsurgency to work, you need the majority of the people, 50%, 60%, 70%. That is not enough. You need the people together on this to go after the enemy. And I do believe this is why this most likely had to happen. I think we all knew it was going to happen. Thank God he is okay. Thank God that it was only a surface wound. But I do believe Trump, just like with the indictments, just like with him being found guilty, this is going to work to his benefit in the end. And I do believe as we move forward, yes, the world is going to get darker and darker and darker. Why? Because you have to look at the people that really don't understand what's going on yet. And most likely the D's. They need to be slapped out of their sleep. Now, is this going to do it? Well, I think this woke up a lot of people saying, holy crap, what just happened here? I know there's a far left people and those people that are criminals, they want him dead. Yes, we see those tweets. We see what they've been saying. But think about the Democrats, the family people that still believe in the Democratic Party. They just saw something. They're now shook because, wow, how could this happen in this country? And I do believe as we go down this path, more and more people are going to wake up because they're all of a sudden going to see chaos. They're all of a sudden going to see war. And this is going to scare a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to wake up because it has to be done. The people must go through this darkness so they can see the light in the end. And I think in the end, when everyone goes through this crap, the people will then unite. And this is why Trump is continually telling everyone, fight, fight, fight. And I do believe that leads to something else. And he wants the country to unite. That is his message here. And he wants the people to follow a real leader. He got shot. He bled. He received all indictments. He got convicted. And he hasn't given up. That is what a true leader does. And actually, he sent us a message in one of his truth posts that says, fear not. And I do believe he let us know that the threat scare tactics that were deployed will not work. And this is the shot heard around the world. Think about all the leaders now. Think about what the world has seen and how he's not giving up. And I do believe this is how you take back the country. And we're going to be getting to all of that in a little bit. But first, we can see we still have the issue with Biden right now, and the House Judiciary Committee just filed a motion for preliminary injunction to speed up the case against DOJ for withholding the audio tapes of Robert Hur's interview of Joe Biden. And yes, I do believe we're still going to see a change of batter. I don't think this changes anything. I do believe what it changes is that now more and more people are on the side of Trump. His poll numbers are going to go up. But the same problem still exists with the Democratic Party. Remember, this is the final battle. They're fighting for their lives. They know when Trump wins, it is game over. When the people see the truth, it is game over. And this is why they're going to go all out in the end. And you can see those people that have been on Epstein Island, those people that have been treasonous, those people that have been caught up in all this, who accepted money, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Elon Musk put this out and said, Reid is afraid that if Trump wins, Reid will be prosecuted for going to Epstein Island. Liz Crokin responded to this and said, Elon Musk just red-pilled his 189.6 million followers that the reason Democrats like Reid Hoffman hate Trump so much is because they're afraid they'll be prosecuted for going to Jeffrey Epstein pedophile island. And guess what? Spaceman is 100% correct. And this is what they're most afraid of. And it's not just going to Epstein Island. I think it goes way beyond this. Yes, this is terrible where they were having sex with young girls and young boys. But I do believe most of these people are involved in multiple treasonous crimes, multiple criminal activities. And I do believe this is what they're afraid is going to get out. Because remember, if you have a criminal syndicate, they protect you. They protect the information from getting out there unless you turn on them. So to protect you, what does the criminal syndicate have to do? They have to control the media. They have to control politicians. They have to control everything. And that's what they've been doing for a very long time. And they know that Trump is not controlled. And they're afraid of this. They're panicking over this because they know that he's not going to protect them. He's going to release information. Remember, Trump has declassified every single piece of information. When Trump came into office in 2016, the game was already over. You know why? Because Trump, he was able to see every single crime they have committed. He was able to see all the intelligence, every single piece of classified information. He had it at his fingertips. He was able to see everything. He knows everything. He declassified everything. And this is what they're panicking about. And I know people are like, why did he just release it? Because you know why? America wouldn't be able to handle it. America wouldn't be able to handle what he was putting out there. Plus, the fake news would have pretty much spun everything. And look at the time it took to actually break away from the fake news. Look how much time it took to wake the people up. Remember, if people aren't going to accept the information is worthless. The people must accept it. The people must be awake to accept it. If you're just going to throw documents at people, people are not going to believe it, especially with the fake news spinning it. So I do believe he's waiting for that moment when people are awake and people are accepting. And what's the old saying? I think this was from The Matrix. You can open the door, but you have to walk through it. It's almost like you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink. The same thing with this. He's going to allow you to walk through the door to actually drink the water when your mind is open. And this is where all of this is leading to. Now, what's very interesting is that Meta, Facebook, Instagram, they decided to remove the restrictions on Trump's account. Now, this is very interesting because they said they're going to remove it, but if he decides to talk about QAnon, if he decides to talk about conspiracy theory, if he decides to go off track just a little bit, they will then go ahead and put the restrictions back on. So you know what's going to happen. As things progress, Trump is going to be talking about almost everything, and they're going to say, we don't want you to talk about this, and we're going to censor you. And once again, you're going to see election interference because Facebook is deciding what the people can hear during an election. And that is, once again, election interference. And who do you think is going to be directing Facebook to do this? Oh, that's right. It's going to be Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. Now, as we get closer and closer to the Democratic National Convention, you can see they are preparing to remove Biden. And actually, James Clyburn, he actually put out a date letting everyone know that the Democrats have until August 19th to remove and replace Joe Biden through an open convention. Now, I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to probably allow him to be the nominee in July. And I think he gave the deadline of August saying, okay, once he's the nominee, this is how quickly we have to move on this, and this is how we have to replace him. And I do believe this is exactly what they're pushing for, because it's a lot easier for them to replace him when he's the nominee, because they don't have to get input from the delegates. They don't got to get input from the people. They control who they want to put in there. And I do believe this is why they're planning it like they're planning it. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he's letting Biden, listen, we see you're breaking down. We see that you have cognitive problems. Why don't we take a test together? He put this out on Truth. He said, Joe should immediately take a cognitive test and I will go with him and take one also. For the first time, we'll be a team and do it for the good of the country. And from now on, all presidential candidates should be mandated to take a cognitive test and aptitude test, regardless of their age. So he's already starting to set a precedent that this should be done. But he's also now pointing the finger to Obama and letting us know that Obama and Biden, it looks like they're not getting along and Obama is losing control over him. And I do believe that's probably because of the firewall of Hunter Biden now and Biden being very, very stubborn. Now, this is the first truth that he put out. He said the following. They're blaming all of crooked Joe Biden problems on me, including his really bad performance in the debate. Some say that I was not respectful of him and he just plain choked. Actually, I tried being as nice as possible, considering that this man who has systematically destroyed our country and the man who has weaponized the Justice Department doing everything possible to put his political opponent, me, in jail, why should I be nice to him? He said he just had a bad night. And I hope for the good of the country that he is right. But his performance since that very eventful debate evening has not exactly been stellar. Yesterday, before his news conference, he made an unpardonable gaffe introducing President Zelensky as President Putin. Despite all this, he shouldn't allow complete losers like George Clooney under the total auspices and control of Barack Hussein Obama to push him out of office. That must be his decision and his decision alone. Good luck, Joe. Then Trump put this out. Obama and Biden hate each other. Obama never respected Biden, thought he was dumb and a total lightweight. Will be an interesting couple of weeks. Obama wants him out, wants VP Harris in. I do believe Trump is already letting us know that the change of batter is coming. Obama is calling the shots. He controls the DNC. Hillary is with him. And I do believe, yes, Kamala, she's going to be the acting president. She'll be the presidential candidate. And they're going to have to pick a VP. Most likely it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Maybe it's somebody else. But again, if you're going to try to convince your base that this is a winning team, do you really want Newsom? Do you want a nobody? I think you're going to have to bring in most likely a white woman. And Kamala is not very liked. Her poll numbers are in the dirt. So eventually what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to sneak one in. And I do believe that's going to be Michelle. And I do believe the ticket of Michelle and Hillary Clinton most likely will be what their base actually wants. And I do believe they've been planning this for quite a while. Now, it could be somebody else, but I think if it's anyone else, I think they're not going to have a shot at this. I think if they bring in these two individuals, they will try to make a shot or a go at this, but I don't think they're going to get the votes that they think they're going to get. And I think they're not going to be able to produce as many ballots to actually offset everything, because the optics of creating just all these ballots when you don't have the votes, it's not going to make sense when you start to calculate everything. So I do believe that this is going to be a very big fail for them. And eventually what they're going to have to do is actually delay the election. Now, you can see that we're moving into that realm. We're moving into that phase where they're going to create chaos. We're going physical. So I do believe the first thing they're most likely going to do is they're going to try to get the Trump supporters very, very angry. And I think they want them to get out on the streets. They want them to riot. But again, the Trump supporters don't react like that. And I don't think the people want to destroy their own homes, their own cities, and burn down their own business, because that makes no sense whatsoever. So what they'll do, and that's why you see the Patriot Front group, you know, marching around recruiting as many people as possible. I think in the end, what they'll do is they'll stage it themselves to try to get the Trump supporters out on the streets, because they want you to believe that there's an actual civil war going on, just like they wanted you to believe there was an actual insurrection by the Trump supporters, even though they're the ones, the agent provocateurs, the confidential human sources, they're the ones who push this. So I do believe their first push right now is to try to eliminate Trump. They've been trying to eliminate Trump from the very, very beginning, but now they took it physical. Now they went after him by trying to shoot him down, by killing him. And their attempt completely and utterly failed, and the world just saw this. Now, what's very interesting about this is that if we go back in time, we know the D's, they've been talking about getting rid of Trump, eliminating him. The Western Lensman put this out, and this is pointing to a Business Insider magazine article. It says, here's what happens if Donald Trump dies while running in the 2024 presidential election. And Daniel Goldman is explaining this. So the Democrats, they've been inciting this for a very long time. Rosie Memos put this out. On July 4th, Sidney Blumenthal wrote a make-believe speech from Joe Biden announcing Trump had been eliminated. Do you really think this was a make-believe speech, or were they planning this from the very beginning? Remember, this individual just didn't decide to wake up one day, get his ladder, climb up on the roof, avoid all, you know, detection, bypass security, and was able to take a shot. This was planned just like January 6th. Joe Biden put this out and said, another 4 years of Donald Trump is deadly serious. Project 2025 is deadly serious. When did he put this out? One day before the shot was taken. Think about that for a second. Remember, these individuals are liars, and they're going to tell you that their hopes and prayers are with Trump. In reality, in the background, they're sitting there going, how come we missed? How come we weren't able to take him out? And they're pissed off, because they'll tell you one thing to your face, but their actions in the background are completely different. Remember when Alex Soros put this out? He said, last year, the crime and inflation crisis largely evaporated. So did the leading theories about what had caused them. And he shows a picture of a gunshot in a window and dollar bills. So basically saying, let's pay someone to take him out. And by the way, crime didn't disappear. They just stopped reporting it in certain cities. So right there, you can see they've been pushing this for a very long time. And just 3 months ago, the House Democrats moved to strip Trump of his Secret Service protection if he is convicted. So remember, Democrat Representative Benny Thompson introduced a resolution that would terminate Trump's Secret Service protection. The legislation, dubbed the Denying Infinite Security and Government Resources Allocated Toward Convicted and Extremely Dishonorable Former Protectees Act, would apply to all Secret Service protectees convicted and sentenced under felony charges. So they were trying to remove it from him because if he was going to be thrown into prison, they would have taken him out in prison. So they were planning this for a very long time. And you can see the fake news they were putting out while this was all happening and Trump, you know, was down on the ground and he was holding his ear. They were putting out these stories that, oh, Trump, you know, fell and the Secret Service had to help him up. Oh, Trump was hit by glass. They were making up story after story after story, which tells you that the media, the fake news, they are the true enemy of the people. And you can see there are staffers, there are congressmen, there are many individuals that wish he was taken out. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/x22. That is getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, here's Jacqueline Marsaw. I don't condone violence, but please get you some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, that wasn't me talking. Libs of TikTok says, staffer for Congressman Benny Thompson. Wait, isn't Benny Thompson the person that wanted to remove his Secret Service detail? Oh, that's very interesting. Then we have Representative Stephen Woodrow. The last thing America needed was sympathy for the devil, but here we are. Talking about Trump, Bo Snerdly said he has since deleted his social media account. Ooh, why would he do that? And then we had Barack Obama. He put out a very interesting post on X, and he said the following. There is absolutely no place for political violence in our democracy. Although we don't yet know exactly what happened, we should all be relieved that former President Trump wasn't seriously hurt, and use this moment to recommit ourselves to civility and respect in our politics. Michelle and I are wishing him a quick recovery. And it's very interesting. Didn't he make this before Biden? I think that tells you everything you need to know and where this is all headed. Very interesting. So what's very interesting about the Secret Service detail is that the director, Kimberly Cheadle, she was very, very busy in pushing DEI. Her goal was 30% female agents by 2030. And when you start to look how the female agents reacted, they reacted very, very poorly. Actually, one agent, she couldn't put the gun back in her holster. The other one was protecting herself, ducking down, and the training just wasn't there. Nothing against female agents, but again, you need the best of the best to protect our politicians. And did we have the best of the best? No, it doesn't seem that way. And think about the United States Secret Service. Go back in time to January 6th. Kim Cheadle and the spokesperson, remember what happened after January 6th? All their text messages were deleted. And they said it was a mobile device reset. Julie Kelly put this out and said, this spokesman helped to cover up the deletion of text messages belonging to 24 United States Secret Service official agents, including Kim Cheadle, before and on January 6, 2021. Guglielmi claimed that messages were deleted as part of a mobile device reset. He also blamed the DHS IG, who continues to investigate the purge of attempting to cover up the deletions, even though he was the first to notify the January 6th committee about the missing texts. If he goes before Congress, Republicans must ask him what happened to the texts, how in the world DHS doesn't have the resources to recover them, and why he went after Joseph Kafari, the IG. So do you really think these individuals who deleted their own texts for January 6th, do you really think they're going to get to the bottom of what happened with the United States Secret Service? No, the United States Secret Service, it is corrupt right now. Thomas Massey put this out and said, the same bureau that investigated the Las Vegas shooting and the January 6th pipe bomb is now investigating the attempted assassination of Trump. This is also the same bureau that raided Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of this soon. No, the United States Secret Service, they're not going to investigate themselves. The FBI, they're not going to have an investigation. They're going to delay this. They're going to say it's an ongoing investigation because, again, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. But what does this show everyone? It shows, hey, DOJ, FBI, CIA, United States Secret Service, they're all part of the criminal syndicate, plus all the other agencies. So I think the picture is becoming very, very clear that we have a criminal enterprise running this country. And Trump is exposing it every step of the way. Every move they make exposes who and what they really are. Remember, never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. And that's what Trump is doing. Trump is allowing the deep state to do what they do. Now, he might be getting certain intel, he might be getting certain information, but you have to remember, we are at war, and war is not clean. Everything is not going to be perfectly clean. They will protect him as best they possibly can. But again, to take back this country, it's not about just Trump. It's about we the people. Because again, if the people don't have the ability to take back the country, Trump and the military can't do anything. Because the country is the people. Trump knows this. That's why we're going down this path. And he's putting his life on the line to show you that he would put his life on the line to take back the country. Would you do the same? Would you put your life on the line to take back this country? Will you fight for that freedom? Will you take a bullet for this country? That's what our founding fathers did. They took a bullet for this country. He's asking every single person, I just took a bullet to fight for freedom. Will you do this? Will you follow me into the fight? That's why he said fight, fight, fight. Think about it. So think about this individual who was on the roof. People were pointing to this individual. The people were telling everyone, there's a person on the roof. He was about 150 yards away. The police, the people that were on top of the building right behind Trump, they were looking at him. When shots were fired, what happened? The individual didn't return fire. Actually, they should have just taken him out. When you look at the scope, when you look at the rig that he had, it's absolutely incredible. And when he heard the shots being fired, he didn't shoot. He actually withdrew. And it looks like he was probably told to stand down one way or another. So you could see the individual pull back. You can see the individual on the roof stop and take his face off the scope. So this should tell you quite a bit here that either these people aren't trained and these people aren't right for the job, or something else was happening. Plus, how we go back to this, before every rally, before any type of an event, when you have the president, former president, commander-in-chief, they always spec out everything. They make sure everything is locked down. They close off access to roofs. They make sure that no one brings ladders in. They cordon off the entire area. Why was the perimeter so small? Paul Sperry put this out and said, FBI Pittsburgh field office SAC Kevin Rozek said earlier this evening that it is surprising that the Secret Service did not secure a wider perimeter, allowing the sniper to gain high ground to fire on Trump. So the question is, who called the shots here? Because the people out in the audience, way before any of this happened, they were pointing to the shooter. The everyday citizens saw it. How did the person with the scope not see it? So the person on the roof, there were two of them. He had a Night Force ATACR 735x56 scope. And the other individual had a Raptor range finder. So they can see very, very clearly up to 475 yards to target. This individual is about, 140, 150 yards away. They were able to see the pimples on this kid's face. They knew he had a weapon. They knew where he was. They could see it very, very clearly. So as soon as he saw the individual, he should have taken the shot very, very easily. Remember, they're trained in all this. People were pointing this individual out, and they're supposed to be scoping the entire area. So once again, this was definitely planned. I do believe this individual was the patsy. I do believe there were other shooters, or maybe another shooter, somewhere else. And once again, the deep state never works just with one individual like this. They always put a front man out there, a kid like this, and they always seem to look the same. And they put that person out there, so all the focus is on there, while they have the other shooter someplace else. So what's very interesting is that when Trump was up there, he felt something hit his ear, and there is a picture of a bullet like going by, and you can see the pictures of him standing there looking at the Jumbotron and then feeling his ear, and then he had blood on his hands, and then he went down. Trump, he put this out and says, I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for the rapid response in the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, who was a fireman. Terrible thing. And also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America. And by the way, the Butler police did mention that there were several suspicious occurrences in the moments before Trump was shot. They said they're looking into reports by eyewitnesses that there were warnings about an attempted assassin that were ignored. So they're saying that there were several suspicious occurrences allegedly happening outside of where the shooter was. So are they saying that there were reports that there was another individual? Did they see shots being fired from another direction? It's starting to seem that way because we've seen this before. This is not the first time we've seen this. This is actually the deep state playbook. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, early on, there was a photo of this individual called Mark Violet, a member of Antifa, was posted all over the internet saying this was the shooter. But once again, this turned out to be fake. This is not the shooter. The picture actually is of an individual who lives in Italy. I think his name is Mark Viola, and he is not the shooter whatsoever. So that is a fake story. The actual shooter is Thomas Matthew Crooks, and he is a 20-year-old, and he had a rifle. They're saying it's like an AR-style type of rifle. He fired 7 to 7 shots, which grazed Trump's ear. Now, what's very interesting about this is that he was also wearing a shirt for a popular gun YouTube channel called Demolition Ranch. It's a very popular channel. It's on a ranch. They use weapons, they shoot things, and they test all different types of weapons. So it looks like they're going down the path of gun control, because remember, their problem is always with the Republicans. They can't get the Republicans on their side. They want gun control. They're still following the 16-year plan. So I do believe later on what they're going to try to do, and I do believe Biden is not going to wait that long. I think they're going to push out there that, hey, look, we need to have gun control, because look, we had this individual. He had a weapon. He tried to take out the presidential candidate. Now, do you believe us that we need gun control? Because very interestingly, MSNBC put this out and said, two senior law enforcement officials briefed on the investigation into the weapon used by Thomas Matthew Crooks say investigators are looking into whether the gun used by the shooter belonged to the shooter's dad and had been purchased legally. So if it's purchased legally and the father had the gun or his son had the gun, they're going to try to make the case. This is what they're building up to right now. And we also have learned that this individual also had explosive devices in his car. Now, what's very interesting about this shooter and investigative reporter Lara Loomer, she has uncovered that a BlackRock ad from 2023 that appears to feature Thomas Matthew Crooks, and he was in this advertisement, which is very interesting. And the BlackRock ad was filmed at Bethel Park High School, which Crooks attended. And it's strange because Joe Biden's longtime advisor, Michael C. Donilon, is the brother of Thomas E. Donilon, the chairman of the BlackRock Investment Institute, the firm's global think tank. So that is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there is now information that this individual is registered as a Republican. Now, this goes perfectly into the narrative that, hey, look, a Republican climbed up, used a rifle, shot Trump, and we need to push gun control. The problem with the story is that in Pennsylvania, there was no prominent primary for the Democrats. So individuals were registering as Republicans, even though they were Democrats, to vote in the primary to vote for someone else than Trump. And I do believe this is exactly what this individual has done. Raheem put this out and said, FYI, addresses match. Bethel Park is in the Pittsburgh metro area. And it looks like he might have registered Republican to vote against Trump in the primary. And this was a tactic that was used in many other places. This was a closed primary. So the Democrats just couldn't vote for a Republican. You would have to actually register as a Republican to vote for another candidate besides Trump. And the reason why this is very suspicious is because this individual actually donated to ACT Blue. So ACT Blue is part of the Democratic Party, which means this individual is what? A Democrat. Why did he register as a Republican? Because when Trump was in the primary race, certain Democrats registered as Republican to vote for who? Probably Nikki Haley. They didn't want Trump in. That's why you see him registered as a Republican. But actually, this individual is really a Democrat. So their entire story doesn't make sense. And most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, these individuals, they usually are on drugs, they're getting psychological help, and they have mental problems. And what's very interesting about all of this, and Karma Patriot put this out, is that Thomas Crooks' father, Matthew Crooks, is a licensed counselor behavioral specialist. And she actually listed his license number. So this is very interesting. It fits into the same narrative of everything else. And they always find these individuals where they can actually convince them to do an act like this. Even though I don't believe this individual had the skills to actually, you know, take Trump out, I do believe this was the patsy, and we actually had another shooter trying to take Trump out. Now, I wonder if that individual was taken out, and that's why they weren't able to take Trump down. Very interesting, but no one's reporting on that part yet because no one wants you to know that there was another shooter. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon, he said the last time America had a candidate this tough was Theodore Roosevelt. And Theodore Roosevelt was shot in the chest by John Flaming Schrank on October 14th, 1912 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Very interesting, because that's where the RNC is going to be held and Trump is actually going. He delivered a 90-minute speech with the bullets still in his body before seeking medical attention. He survived the assassination attempt and continued his campaign. And like we said from the very beginning, Trump, there was an assassination attempt on him before. This was back in 2016. An assassination attempt by Michael Sanford on June 18, 2016, at a rally in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sanford attempted to grab a police officer's gun to shoot Trump, but was quickly subdued. Trump was unharmed at that time. Now, what's very interesting is that Mike Pence immediately came out and put up a post on X and says, "Karen and I thank God that President Trump is safe and recovering following yesterday's attempted assassination, and grateful for the swift response by Secret Service that undoubtedly saved his life. We're praying for his full recovery and for those lost and injured in this horrific attack. There is no place in America for political violence, and it must be universally condemned." And this is the part I want to point out in all of this. Think about what Mike Pence just said and how he worded it. "Karen and I thank God that President Trump is safe." He didn't say former President Trump. If you notice, look at Barack Obama's statement. He said former President Trump. Mike Pence did not. Why? That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that when Trump was hit, he went down and he was trying to get back. And you could hear on the audio that he wanted his shoes. Plus, it looked like he was fighting the Secret Service because he wanted to put his fist in the air. And he said, "Fight, fight, fight." Now, of course, CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the fake news, they're all attacking him because of this. Ryan Savendra put this out and said, "CNN's Jamie Gangle attacks Trump for saying, 'Fight, fight, fight,' after someone tried to murder him. Literally, she complains about what he did 5 seconds after he was shot. That's not the message that we want to be sending right now. We want to tamp it down." Don Jr. responded and said, "Someone attempted to assassinate my father tonight, and this is what CNN is focused on? These people are vile." And really think about it. These individuals, they're actually turning it around and they're blaming it on Trump. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But Elon Musk, he came out and he showed a picture of the Secret Service around Trump. And Elon said, "I fully endorse President Trump and hope for his rapid recovery," and also donated to his campaign. Think about all his followers. Dan Scavino put out a black and white version of Trump saying, "Fight, fight, fight." Now, that is very interesting. He said it 3 times. And when you look at Post 2190, there's a picture of Trump with his fist in the air, just like he did during the rally as the Secret Service was moving him off the stage. And he said, "Fight, fight, fight." And at the bottom of Post 2190, it says, "Fight, fight, fight." And after the shooting, Trump's plane landed and he was on it and he was getting off and he did it on his own. And once again, he took a bullet. He bled for the country and he's not backing down. And this was the shot heard around the world. Let's go back to Post 572. The shot heard around the world, the Great Awakening, a week to remember. Now, we know there were other individuals that got hurt, and there was one individual that passed away. And Dan Scavino put this out on X and said, "President Trump has authorized this account as a place for donations to the supporters and families wounded or killed in today's brutal and horrific assassination attempt." And they set up a GoFundMe, and they were looking to raise $1 million. It looks like we're already over that already. All the people of this country are coming together and helping out the person that got hit and passed away. And this is, yes, the official GoFundMe where they set it up to help these individuals. But you could see what the deep state players are doing. They're building the narrative that Trump is going to push his base to commit more violence. Mark Mitchell Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, "The narrative forming in leftist echo chambers, this will embolden Trump to commit violence, When will there be an intervention? Colin Rugg put this out and said, ABC News' Martha Raddatz appears to blame the assassination attempt on Trump on him and his supporters. Scum of the earth. Quote, we were just looking back this morning at some of the things that Trump has said. He warned last March of potential death and destruction if he were charged by the Manhattan District Attorney. You have heard it from supporters as well, and supporters are certainly in some parts angry, and let's remember January 6th, she said. In so many ways for the campaign, January 6th will probably be in the background after yesterday's event. This is a very difficult time for this campaign. I'm sure this week in Milwaukee that President Trump will highlight this. So once again, they're trying to build it up that Trump is inciting violence. She also said that Trump said bloodbath, but that was in regards to the automobile workers in Detroit, because again, he was referring to what happened with China with the EVs. If China produced all the EVs in Mexico, it would be a bloodbath in Detroit, and the auto workers would be out of work. Of course, they like to change this around. They like to convince everyone that, hey, he's inciting violence. But you could see why they're doing this. They're building it up because they're going to create the chaos. And they want the Trump, they want people to know that the Trump supporters are going to be out there committing this violence, even though the Trump supporters will not be out there. And they're going to have to stage it themselves to try to get the Trump supporters to join in. Now, I already believe that the Patriot Front group, who's been marching around the country, they've already recruited a lot of individuals, and they are going to pose as Trump supporters. They're going to say they're Trump supporters, and they're going to try to use them in the chaos. But you can see Trump is not backing down. He's telling everyone that he is definitely going to the RNC. He was looking that he was not going to go, but he said, you know something? He's not going to allow a shooter to keep him away from the RNC. So Trump is going to the RNC. So they tried to kill him. It failed. Now they're hoping that he'll be afraid to hold rallies. Because think about their entire plan. He's holding these rallies. Thousands upon thousands of people are showing up. Biden can't hold a rally. His poll numbers are dropping. They're hoping, okay, we didn't get rid of him, but now maybe he'll be so afraid that he won't hold rallies. He'll be behind glass. They want him to look scared. Trump is going to do the opposite. He's going to hold rallies. He's going to go to the RNC. Everything they tried to do did not work. It has failed, and they lost their chance. They will not be able to make another attempt because security will be increased, and the people now are on to them. And now they've lost their chance, which means they have to take this to the next phase, which is chaos and war. And I do believe it's going to get very, very dark the next couple of months because Trump, the Patriots, they need to wake the rest of the people up. And again, they're going to allow the deep state players to do what they do best. They're going to allow the deep state players to push us into chaos, push us into war, because this wakes the people up. This scares the people. It's a slap in the face. So I want to go back to Post 2807, February 19, 2019. It says, Kennedy was an outsider, assassinated. Reagan was an outsider, assassination attempt. POTUS is an outsider. Classification high. Did they know eventually they were going to try an attempt on his life? I do believe so. And we need to remember something very important. We are at war. We've always been in a war. It's an information war. It's a different type of war. But I do believe the war is going physical right now. And I want to go back in time to when Trump told us we were at war, where Trump told us that he was a wartime president. Patriots Are Control put this out. Just take a listen here.
Actually, I'm a wartime president. This is a war. This is a war. Different kind of a war that we've ever had.
I want to say that I know that this is a challenging time for all Americans. We're enduring a great national trial, and we will prove that we can meet the moment. I want to assure the American people that we're doing everything we can each day to confront and ultimately defeat this horrible, invisible enemy. We're at war. In a true sense, we're at war, and we're fighting an invisible enemy. We really have to say, who knows, but I think it's going to be a tremendous day when we win this war, and we will win the war. For those worried and afraid, please know, as long as I am your president, you can feel confident that you have a leader who will always fight for you And I will not stop until we win. This will be a great victory. This is going to be a victory.
So he's letting everyone know that, yeah, this is war. And he's fighting a war. War is not always clean. Sometimes things happen. Now, what's very interesting, and I do believe that Scavino is letting us know something here, and he put this out on Truth, and it says the following. Thank God last night's rally was one in which President Trump wanted to use and reference the Jumbotron, causing him to slightly move his head at the moment shots were fired. He is grateful for all of the prayers, love, and support out there as he prepares for the GOP convention in Wisconsin. Now, it's very interesting. He put this out at 9:30 in the morning, and he mentioned the word Jumbotron. Why was he telling us this? That's very interesting. Timestamp 9:30. Go back to post 9:30. Down below, it says, enough is enough. She was warned. Are they talking about Hillary Clinton? Did they put out a hit on Trump? I do believe we're going to find out. Then, since Scavino said Jumbotron, there is one post that says Jumbotron. Post 1294, April 28, 2018. There's an individual holding up a sign. It says Q. Actually, there's a picture of General Flynn. It says trusting the plan. That's very interesting. Down below, it says Godspeed, Patriots. Stay strong. Stay united. Boom week ahead. Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, all capitalized, fear not. Remember that word, those two words. But instead, remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray for the recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizen who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remain strong and determined, and not allow evil to win. I truly love our country. I love you all and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin, DJT. So it's very interesting that he capitalized fear not. And there are a couple of posts with fear not. Post 1792, August 1st, 2018. Threats and scare tactics deployed. Fear not. Letting everyone know, we knew that this was coming. Post 4316, May 24, 2020. Fear not. All will be right after the election. Post 586. This has nothing to do with fear not. This has to do with the assassination. We read this multiple times before, but now I think it's time that we read it again, because now we need to understand where all of this is going. Remember, Trump is exposing the deep state, exposing the criminal syndicate, and trying to unite the country, showing who the true enemy really is. Post 586, what would happen if texts originated from a FBI agent to several internals discussed the assassination possibility of the POTUS or member of his family? What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens to the DOJ? What happens to special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI DOJ previous case would be challenged. 60% must remain private, at least for humanity. These people should be hanging. Think about that. Think about what just happened. And think about what's going to happen. Now, Melania, she decided to put out a statement. And let me read her statement. I'm thinking of you now, my fellow Americans. My fellow Americans. It seems like she's projecting that this might be coming soon, because there is going to be most likely a post that said my fellow Americans. But let me continue. We have always been a unique union. America, the fabric of our gentle nation, is tattered. But our courage and common sense must be ascend and bring us back together as one. When I watch that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realize my life and Barron's life were on the brink of devastating change. I am grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. To the families of the innocent victims who are now suffering from this heinous act, I humbly offer my sincere sympathy. You need to summon your inner strength for such a terrible reason saddens me. A monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music, and inspiration, the core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man who I have been with through the best of times and the worst of times. Let us not forget that differing opinions, policy, and political games are an inferior to love. Our personal, structural, and life commitment until death is at serious risk. Political concepts are simple when compared to us, human beings. We are all humans, and fundamentally, instinctively, we want to help one another. American politics are only one vehicle that can uplift our communities. Love, compassion, kindness, and empathy are necessities. And let us remember that when the time comes to look beyond the left and the right, beyond the red and the blue, we all come from families with the passion to fight for a better life together while we're here in this earthly realm. Dawn is here again. Let us reunite now. This morning, ascend above the hate, the vitriol, and the simple-minded ideas that ignite violence. We all want a world where respect is paramount, family is first, and love transcends. We can realize this world again. Each of us must demand to get it back. We must insist that respect fills the cornerstone of our relationships again. I'm thinking of you, my fellow Americans. The winds of change have arrived. For those of you who cry in support, I thank you. I commend those of you who have reached out beyond the political divide. Thank you for remembering that every single politician is a man or a woman with a loving family. And Trump, he put out another truth. And I do believe the entire mission here for the counterinsurgency is to bring the country together, to unite America against a common enemy. And this is why Trump on True Social put out, in all caps, "Unite America." And I do believe this is the entire mission. It's all about the 2024 election. It's all about the country coming together. It's all about the people understanding who the true enemy is. Because, again, how are you going to take back the country? The D's must be on the patriot side. They must understand. They're Americans. They must understand that the people that they've been voting for, the people that they've been listening to, the fake news that they've been listening to, they are the enemy of the people. And once they start to realize this, which they are, and it's going to get, you know, worse before it gets better because it's going to wake up a lot of people, the people will then be united. The counterinsurgency will be complete. And this is why Trump says, fear not, because once the election is over, once he's elected, he has all the power. He has all the power. He has the power of the people. He has the power of the military, which means he can bring down the deep state. And that is exactly what he's going to do. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.